what sort of scale of housing development would be appropriate, whether they've got affordable housing needs in their own household. And by that mix of information that we get back, we will analyse that, and that will then inform the options we create for what the plan should say.
I think outsiders could be forgiven for taking a look at Much Wenlock and saying, I'll bet that's the kind of place where all the people who live there don't want anything changed. They like it the way it is. Would they be right?
No, not really. I mean, there's a great deal of affection for the place, clearly. It's a very nice town. It's a great environment around it. But actually what we are getting is messages saying, well, we want to keep that. We also want to grow the place in the right way so that we do have the right amount of affordable housing, the right amount of jobs, that we have the right facilities, so we prevent the flooding happening again. So it's the nature of the development and the scale of it as much as any kind of agenda of not allowing things to happen.
And if you live in Much Wenlock, you should be getting that survey through your door if you haven't already. You can fill it in online as well. It's www.wenlockplan.org. It needs to be done by April the 30th.